You take one man and one woman get married, and it seems like that, man, all they can do is just have children. Bam, they just one right after the other. Ain't nothing they can do to stop it, it looks like. The next couple, they get married, and they can't have children under no conditions. Who's in control of who's having those children? God. He has a plan. He has a plan. And I think how many times that, especially when it comes to children, after I learned these principles many years later, when I learned this, that I could take a family that had no children, that wanted children, and I have prayed for many of those and seen many, many children come into the world. And as a rule, it's one. But, of course, one family wanted babies. They were an Indian couple, and I prayed for them, and God gave them triplet boys. They'd been trying for 9 years. 9 years. And, I mean, the day I prayed for them, the day they come into my office and wanted me to pray for them several years ago, I get those boys must be 10 or 12 or 15 years old now. I haven't seen them in a long, long time. But when they came in, they said, we have been trying for 9 years, and we hear that when you pray, God answers your prayers. They said, several people have told us that when you pray, God hears your prayers. And said, we want a baby, or actually, we want children, they said. I said, okay. I said, do y'all go to church? Oh, yeah. I said, what kind of church you go to? We're Catholic. I said, but do you both love Jesus with all your heart? Oh, yes, we love Jesus with all our heart. Okay. I said, so then I can take Mark 11:23, and I can ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you to a baby, and then I will speak that you're pregnant, and I said, you will get pregnant. Mark 11:23 made me that promise in my covenant. And so I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, give this couple a baby. And he spoke up and said, no, Thurman, we don't want a baby. We want babies. I said, well, Lord, you know their heart. I don't know their heart. I said, so, Father, since you know everything, you know exactly what they want, I said, give this couple the desires of their heart. And I said, thank you, Lord. I said, now you two go do what you're supposed to do to get pregnant. And 3 months later, he come bouncing back in my office. After this 9 years now they've been trying. 3 months after he come bouncing back in and said, Thurman, praise God, my wife is pregnant. We've missed the cycle, and she's pregnant. We tested her, and she's pregnant. I said, well, praise the Lord. 5 months later, he come bouncing in there and said, Thurman, we went and had a sonogram done, and guess what? I said, twins. He said, triplets. I said, well, praise the Lord. Well, a few months later, she had these three beautiful little baby boys, and they were both of them weighed, all three of them weighed over 2.5 pounds. So, you know, they were pretty big little guys for three of them. And then when their first birthday, of course, both mothers, they were from India, and both the husband and the wife's mother came from India to spend the first year with that couple because they needed some help. You know, when you get no babies and now you got three babies, you got your house full. And so at their first birthday, he come to see me and said, we're going to have a birthday party down at this big Catholic church over in North Dallas, and we would like for you to be the speaker. I said, well, what do you want me to talk about? He said, I just want you to tell about how these babies came into the world, what Jesus did for us when you prayed. I said, okay. So I went over there that afternoon and met with them. There was 175 adult Indian people in that Catholic church that afternoon. I was amazed. I mean, that was a big group. And so I got up there and told them all about how this happened. And then for the next 2 hours, at least 2 hours, I had to pray for other people in the church. They all wanted me to pray something for them or for their children or something. But isn't it amazing when they learn that you can get your prayers answered, the number of people that come and want you to pray for them. Now, that power is in how many of us? All of us. Jesus is in every one of us. Some of us learn how to make it work, and some of us never learn how to make it work. Now, they had been trying for 9 years and couldn't make it work. So they came to me, and praise God, I knew how to make it work, and God heard my prayer, and that couple had their wonderful triplets. For in Him, Jesus Christ, we live and move and exist. As one of your own poets says, we are His offspring. Are you a child of God? Is God your father? Yes, He is. Is Jesus Christ your brother? Yes, we are His. There's no two ways about it. Now then, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Furthermore, because of Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us from the beginning, and all things happened just as he decided long ago. God's purpose was that we who were the first to trust in Christ should praise our glorious God. Who chose us? God did. It says, I chose you when I planned creation. Now think about that. Think about the knowledge of God that he's getting ready to build the earth. And he said, oh, I'm going to have a daughter by the name of Deborah one day, and I'm going to choose her to do this for me. He knew you before, didn't he, Deborah? And he knew every one of us. What a father, what a planning that he could plan all this about all of his children before any of us came into existence. That's kind of beyond my ability to comprehend, I will have to say. He is an awesome, awesome God. Now then, let's go to 1 John 3:1. 1 John 3:1. Let's see what his desire is. 1 John 3:1. See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us? For he allows us to be called his children, and we really are. How much he really loves us. His desire, and the King James, that one says, his desire is to lavish his love upon you and me. I can't think of anybody I'd rather have love me than our Father. Can you? I loved it when my earthly father loved me. And of course he did till he passed away. Dad was 79 years old when he went home to be with Jesus. But what a dad. What a dad. I look back and think of the things he did, the things he taught me, the things he helped me do. I thought, what a dad. But yet he was nothing compared to my Heavenly Father. Wow. And 1 John 3:1, simply because you're my child, I am your father. Now then, let's go to Matthew 7:11, and let's see what that says. Matthew 7:11. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Is he your heavenly Father? Just think of the new covenant. If we obey him and do what he says we can ask for what? Everything. And he'll do it for us. There's no limitations to what God will do because he is our heavenly Father. Jesus is our brother. So when we ask the Father for things in the name of Jesus, if we're obedient and we do it the way he says in the word, he withholds no good things from his obedient children because he's Father. Now you think, he says there, if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? I think about, you know, I had a great privilege to help my son. When Timothy got out of college, the Lord spoke to him. It rattled his cage. He had never heard. I'd told him several times how God had spoken to me, but Tim had never heard it. So he had a problem believing Dad. You know, maybe Dad's a little senile or something. He's hearing God. No, I really do hear God. He talks to me. But one morning, Tim come home and he was shaking. I said, son, what's wrong with you? He said, Dad, this morning on the way home from class, God spoke to me in the car. I said, what did he say? He said, I'm to build a physical fitness center and I'm to train people how to take care of their physical bodies. And you, my dad, are going to teach people how to take care of their spiritual bodies. I said, well, then I guess we better start looking for a place to build this thing. And so it wasn't but a couple of weeks. God spoke to him again and reaffirmed that this is what he wanted him to do. And this time he said, Dad, he spoke to me again and told me the same thing. And I said, well, okay. Then I said, we're looking. We'll find something. He'll show us. And so I found Tim had looked and he'd done everything. He could not find a piece of land, whatever. And so finally one day I'm praying and I said, Lord, you got to show us where you want us to build this thing. And I come driving down 156 and I looked over there and there's a little two-story house way back off the road there. And I thought, you know, I wonder if that boy would sell that. There was no for sale sign or nothing. So I pulled down there and I says, anybody home? Your dad home? No, there were three or four children there, but nobody, no adult. They said, yeah, our dad's at work. And I said, well, do you have his phone number? They said, yes. And so I got the phone number and I called them in. I said, I'm Thurman Scrivener. I said, I'm out here at your house. I said, would you be willing to sell me this house? He said, well, I got another one over in Denton. I guess I would. I really don't need that. He said, yeah, I'd sell it to you. I said, well, I'd like to meet with you this afternoon after you get home from work. And so he did. And I said, how much you want for it? And he told me. And I said, I'll take it. He said, but aren't you going to have it appraised? I said, well, sure. He said, what if it don't appraise for as much as I'm asking? I said, well, that's okay. You give me a price. And I told you that's what I'd take it. So I said, I don't care what it appraised for. You know, I just want it. Well, it turned out it appraised for $10,000. I got a contract and had him sign it. And then after we had the appraisal done, it turned out that it appraised for $10,000 more than he asked me. Well, now he didn't want to sell it to me. But I said, I've already got your name on a contract. I said, now see, you're not a man of your word. You know, isn't that amazing how people are not people of their word? But yeah, you call themselves Christians. And he might be, I don't know. But anyway, I had his name on a contract. And so he finally told me, said, I won't come to the closing. I said, it don't make any difference. You don't have to be there. I got a signed contract. I'll give the closing agent the money. And the place is mine. And you know, it's done. Well, he did show up, and I give him the money, and he left and everything. And then I renovated that little house. And I had, of course, that just about the time 9/11 happened. I will have to say God had really blessed me as just a working man to have $500,000 in investments. I was not a normal man. Very few men that work for a living like I did, that no more salary than I had, that could save $500,000 in his lifetime. That's God. That's all I can say. That's God. Because most men that worked where I did, they didn't have anything, you know, nothing. But I had a lot. And so I cashed in all of my stuff over the next 6 months or 8 months, whatever it was. And I built Tim that gym over there. I bought him that piece of land, paid for the building, paid for the equipment, and everything, and then gave it to him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled Awesome Father in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.